Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE. Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
Hello and welcome once again to what is the Director's Cut here on Talk Radio Europe, TRE. My name is Alan T and for the next hour, I hope you're going to enjoy the music and the comments and some of the fun I think I've tried to put into these programs. This week, it's all about British gangster movies. We've got two actually for you. Layer Cake, that's going to come up first, and then Rock and Roller, which is one of my favourites of all time. Well, Layer Cake is a 2004 British crime film directed by Matthew Vaughan, and is his directorial debut. And the screenplay was adapted by J.J. Connolly from the 2000 novel of the same name. Well, the film's plot revolves around a London-based criminal played by Daniel Craig. And this was the film that basically sort of put him on course to become James Bond. Now, he works in the cocaine trade and wishes to leave the drug business. The film also features Tom Hardy, Colm Meaney and Serena Miller. Craig's character is unnamed in the film and is listed in the credits as XXXX. Interesting, eh? So let's have a feel for it, shall we? Here's the trailer.
I'm not a gangster. I'm a businessman, giving people what they want.
Long live the king.
You're a smart boy, but you keep very bad company.
We work to a few golden rules.
3 million done.
Keep a very low profile. Never be too greedy.
You know what? People like you can't leave this business because you make too much money for people like me.
But I've always said, quit while you're ahead. Just give me a day.
I am the target.
Is love and people's heads off?
I will be watching you.
You're gonna need one of these.
When I hate them.
Although that one is really pretty.
That's the look. Don't take this personally.
Oh, you give an aspirin and an 8 pounds.
You think you're a gangster?
You are shaken.
Shut up!
Welcome to the layer cake, son.
Think about that.
There we go. Welcome to the Layer Cake, son. And now we continue with, of course, the music from the film. And surprisingly enough, it's a bit of a mix. And we start off with Kylie Minogue and this one, which is called Can't Get You Out of My Head. This is the Director's Cut on Talk Radio. Alan T with you for the next hour.
Just keep
Well, from the heady disco music of Scott Aitken and Waterman, there is Kylie Minogue. We continue now with the sound of Joe Cocker, a different tempo. Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood, his version of, for the movie, Layer Cake.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I get a little mad. Don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, you're bound to see some bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Sometimes I'm so carefree with a joy that's hard to hide. Then sometimes again it seems all I have is worry. And you're bound to see my other side. If I seem edgy, I want you to know I didn't mean to take it out on you. Life has its problems, I've got my share, but that's one thing I didn't mean. I love you. Yes, I do. Sometimes I get a little mad. Don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, you're bound to see some bad.
And as I try to make my way, stay. Pride will tear us both apart. When our pride's gone out the window, cross the rooftops, run away.
Heavily in the film, the music of Duran Duran and The Ordinary World. The movie Layer Cake is being featured, and coming in a little while, we got Rock and Roller for you.
Alan T. on the Director's Cut.
Well, there is a plot. It's quite complicated. Well, anyway, the protagonist, otherwise known as Daniel Craig, is a London cocaine distributor who abhors violence and operates with the care and professionalism of a legitimate businessman. His chief associates are his enforcer and partner, Morty and Jean, an Irish gangster who serves as his liaison to mob boss Jimmy Page. Well, just as 4X, as we can call him that, is ready to retire from criminal life, he's summoned to a lunch meeting with Jimmy, who gives him two tasks to do. The music of Star Sailor, and then for a howl to the floor. Here we go. Thank you. got these two tasks to deal with, and the first is to track down Charlie, the drug-addicted runaway daughter of one of Price's associates. Before X enlists the con men, Cody and Tiptoe, to find her, they learn that Charlie has apparently been kidnapped, but are unable to discover who abducted her. This music from The Cult, She Sells Sanctuary. This is Talk Radio Europe. You're listening to the music from the film Layer Cake, right here on The Director's Cut. Sound of The Cult on the music from Layer Cake. Well, the second task is for 4X to oversee the purchase of 1 million ecstasy tablets from the Duke, a low-level criminal who recently returned to London from Amsterdam with his girlfriend Slasher and a crew of thugs led by his right-hand man Gazza. Well, unbeknownst to 4X, the Duke and his crew have stolen the pills from a gang of Serbian war criminals. Doesn't sound like a good idea, that, does it? He meets the Duke's feckless nephew, Sydney, and finds himself attracted to his girlfriend, Tammy. While Forex tries to broker the sale of the pills to Liverpool gangsters, Trevor and Shanks, but they refuse, informing him that their origin and that the vengeful Serbians have sent the assassin, Dragan, to recover the pills and to kill the thieves. The name of 4X, the Serbians make him a target as well. Well, he arranges a tryst with Tammy, but he's kidnapped and brought to Eddie Temple, a wealthy crime lord. Eddie explains that Charlie is his daughter, whom he has recovered. Jimmy, having recently lost a fortune due to bad investments, he blames on Eddie, wanted her as a hostage until Eddie recouped his losses. Well, Eddie gives 4X a recording, revealing that Jimmy has been working as an informant for Scotland Yard. Planning to betray 4X to the police once the pills were sold in exchange for immunity for his own crimes and 4X's money, Eddie demands that 4X sell him the pills instead. Well, he assassinates Jimmy at his home, but later finds that his accountant, an associate of Jimmy's, has vanished along with all of Forex's money. Well, confronted by Gene and Morty, he shares the evidence of Jimmy's betrayal, and the pair acknowledge him as the new acting boss. Well, Gene shows him the corpse of the Duke, who was killed by one of his men when Slasher threatened to go to the cops if Jimmy did not help them out of their situation. And 4X hires a hitman to ambush and kill Dragon, but he kills the hitman first and makes 4X promise to recover the pills. Yeah. DC and making plans for Nigel. Well, Sydney brings 4X to Duke's old hideout, and as he tries to bargain with Gazza for the pills, the police arrive. 4X and the Duke's gang barely escape the raid, with Dragon watches from afar as the pills are confiscated. However, it turns out that 4X arranged for the raid, with Cody and Tiptoes posing as officers to secure the pills. 4X delivers the Duke's severed head to Dragon as a peace offering. Satisfied, Dragon reports to the Serbians that the police have seized the drugs. The Serbians accept the loss, which is revealed to be a small amount in comparison to their overall manufacturing capacity. When 4X and his crew arrive at Eddie's warehouse to sell the pills as arranged, Eddie henchmen relieve them of the drugs at gunpoint and Eddie welcomes him to the layer cake of criminal hierarchy. Well, having anticipated the double cross, Forex arranges Trevor and Shanks, our Liverpudlian lads, to go down and get Eddie's men in an armed robbery, take the drugs and sell them so he can settle his accounts. The gang assembles for lunch at the Stoke Park Country Club, honouring their new boss, Forex. However, he declines their offer of leadership and follows through on his initial plan to retire with Tammy on his arm, and he leaves the club, but is shot by the jilted yet apologetic Sydney. He collapses, bleeding, on the steps. So, there you go. Spoilers all over the place. Hope you enjoyed the music as well. Sometimes I feel like throwing my hands up in the air. I know I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. But you've got the love I need to see me through.
Radio Europe.
Candice Staton, and You've Got the Love. Join me on the other side of the break as we visit Rock and Roller.
TRE.radio.
The Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
Welcome back as we continue now with our gangster weekend, British gangster weekend, I should point out, as we bring you the film Rock and Roller. Well, this is from 2008, action crime film, and this is written and directed by none other than Guy Ritchie, featuring an ensemble cast that includes Gerard Butler, Tom Wilkinson, Theodore Newton, Mark Strong, Idris Elba, Tom Hardy, Tony Keeble, Jeremy Piven and Chris Bridges. Pretty impressive, eh? Well, it was released in the United Kingdom in September 2008 and got to the number one box office in the first week of release. As we continue with music here on The Director's Cut, this is the trailer to Rock and Roller.
People ask the question, what's a rock and roller? And I tell them, we all like a bit of a good life, some the money or the fame, but a real rock and roller wants a lot.
There's no school like the old school, and I'm their master.
Right, let me tell you how this works. You're going in the drink, and I'm going to have a cup of tea. I just hope for your sakes you can hold your breath for as long as it takes my kettle to boil. All right, see ya.
Times are changing. There ain't no respecters of the old school.
What's it going to cost me?
7 million euros.
Call the accountant.
You need 7 million euros.
7 million.
What do you want?
You.
Dance?
You're a dancer.
Am I a dancer?
I've got some work. 7 million euros, but it won't be protected.
Is this a robbery?
Yes, it is a robbery.
Where's reverse?
You have to lift up the knob and the gear stick.
Got ya.
Troubled rock star Johnny Quid is missing, assumed dead.
Ah, Johnny?
If he's dead, that's the third time this year.
I'm dead, Pete. Dead people don't like company.
Your boy ain't dead, is he?
Find him.
We got your boy. You might want to hose him down. He smells like a rotten goat.
I run this town.
And bring the troops.
Bring me a body.
Abandoned ship!
Well, you didn't realize that they had guns? Was war criminals attached to the trigger?
You're what they call a real rock and roller.
Rock and roller?
Rock and roller.
Rock and roller.
You guys are gonna take care of them.
What do you think we are? Gangsters?
Rock and roller.
Don't worry, he can't defend himself, he's got no head.
There's a lot of humour, I think, in both these films, but that's the way of the beast, I think. Guy Ritchie has put together quite an interesting sort of plot here. In London, mob boss Lenny Cole rules the ever-growing real estate business using a corrupt councillor for bureaucratic fixing. And his right-hand man, Archie, for the dirty side of things, a billionaire Russian businessman, Yuri Omlevich, plans a fixed land deal, and London's crooks seem to want to get a piece of it. But particularly Yuri's underhanded accountant, Stella, and a gang called the Wild Bunch, led by small-time crooks, 1-2, his partner, Mumbles, and their driver, Handsome Bob. That particular band of gentlemen includes Tom Hardy and Gerard Butler. So let's continue now. Let's play some music. And this is the particular piece of music that introduces the film as well, from Black Strobe, I'm a Man.
Now when I was a little boy, at the age of 5, I had something in my pocket, keeps a lot of folks alive. Now I'm a man of 21, you know, baby, we can have a lot of fun. I'm a man. Johnny the Cockeroo. I'm a man. I spell M. Hey. M. Whoa. We'll be right back. resist.
I'm a man. Spell M. A. M.
Well, that pretty well sets the scene for this film. We're looking at the music from the film Rock and Roller, a British gangster movie, as we continue now with The Gun by Lou Reed. Director's Cut featuring movie music, and this week we're doing The Layer Cake and we're currently going through Rock and Roller. Well, I said there's some good humour in this particular film, and you've got to admit that the character of Archie, played by Mark Strong, just about sums it up. Here he is talking about having to give his minions a slap.
Where was it, Len?
Well, let's just take a wild stab in the dark, shall we, Bandy?
Archie, slap him, send him to school, because I can't take no more of this. Now, you sort this out. Get that painting back, bring me a body. Because I'm going back to bed.
Bandy, you ever ask a stupid question like that again, you see Danny there? He's going to slap you.
I'm sorry, Archie. I was just trying to use initiative.
Danny, slap him. With the right, Danny, properly. No, 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 no. Come on, do it properly with the back of the right hand.
What, is this a tennis match, Arch?
Slap him. Like this. Now, if you can master a slap like that, there's no need for your clients to hold back. They will open up like a fountain full of words. No need for strong violence. No, no. They're transported back to their childhood. Putty in your hands. Ask Bandy. Look, thinks he's back at school.
But he never went to school, though, Arch.
You want a slap as well, Daniel? Eh? Now, if a slap don't work, you cut them or you pay them, but you keep the receipts because this ain't the mafia. All right?
Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Welcome back, and we've got a couple more tracks for you. Well, what happens is that Johnny, Roman, Mickey and the Wild Bunch have to go to Lenny's warehouse, where Lenny orders Johnny and the Wild Bunch executed, but Handsome Bob offers the legal documents concerning the informant in his pocket to Archie. Archie recognises the pseudonym used in the documents, Sydney Shaw, as belonging to Lenny. Well, Lenny had arranged with the police. Another top boss informant. Well, they all get sorted out, and later Archie picks up Johnny, who was the one that stole the painting in the first place, and gives him Yuri's lucky painting as a welcome home present, remarking that obtaining the painting cost a very wealthy Russian an arm and a leg. Well, we're going to leave you now with two pieces of music. We start off with the sound of the English beat, and this is Mirror in the Bathroom. Thanks so much indeed for your company. Thanks to Marley and also to Eamon for their help in putting it together this week. I'll be with you next time with another feature film here on the Director's Cut.
Mirror in the bathroom, please talk free. The door is locked, just you and me. Can I take you to a restaurant that's got glass tables? You can watch yourself while you are eating. Saturday you see me window shopping. Find no interest in the racks and shelves. Just a thousand reflections in my own sweet self, 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 self. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this programme, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.